The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show. They're very funny. They're entertaining. They're very cool. They help make the point, and we hope you enjoy them. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back. He's coming back sooner than you think. How soon is Jesus coming back? Sooner than yesterday, and hopefully before this show is over. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, but we could. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. That part right there. So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, if you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, maybe you have a praise report, maybe you have a prayer request, maybe you have an answer to Bible trivia, maybe you just want to share about what the Lord's doing in your life, or just have a general question, or even an intense question that we might have to take some time later on to answer, we'll do our best to facilitate, to encourage, to strengthen, to help everybody take one step closer to the Lord per show. It's all we're looking for. I don't care if it's a baby step. I don't care if it's a big step. I don't care if it's a middle step. Doesn't matter. Anything closer to the Lord and anything that helps us love Him with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love our neighbor as we love ourselves, that will work for us. If you want to, you can reach out to us by calling 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, Terrific T answers the phone. You know what that's like? That's like your airplane landing safe. Right? Safe. For many people, that's one of the great moments of life when the plane comes down and it's safe. Everything is fine.
Amen.
All right. So for those that want to call, you can do that. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Comes right here on my desk to my phone. You can't call that number, but you can text it. And then you can email david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org, which of course leads us to our encouragement for you to check out our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, couple things to go over with you. First, I want to just give you a quick update. I want to thank everybody for praying for me. I had a big drive yesterday. Our new animal, Bert, had a pre-scheduled surgery, and so I had to drive from the station deep into Denton, then to another place into Denton, then back home, all while it was raining, and the Lord gave me great grace. He gave me great traveling mercies, and I attribute that to people praying for me. I think there's nothing wrong with believing that when you pray, God answers that prayer. Let me take advantage here for a little bit, just for a second, and share with you a couple of things. So Eric had shared his testimony about his about his toe, and he wanted to, do it a little deeper, but, that set off a storm. Troy calls yesterday, and he's sharing that the Lord had healed him. I got this morning, and it came from Alice Coleman, and I just want to say, she said it's a praise report to share, so I am assuming it's okay to share, since it's a praise report to share. I kind of go with it, and I want to read it, if that's okay, and I just want you to hear how brothers and sisters petition the Lord, and there's times where God says, yes. Listen to this. And she even writes it beautifully. Beautiful job by Alice, by the way. This may seem like a minor issue, but it could have gotten much worse quickly. I'm fostering Mama Cat and her four kittens until they're ready to go to their forever homes. On Tuesday, I got a bit too close to the Mama Cat, and she swatted my hand. I had a few scratches, so I cleaned them up and applied antibiotics. In just a few hours, I had a swollen hand, red with infection, and it spread beyond my wrist. My doctor had same-day appointments if needed. However, I didn't have my car since it was being repaired. The only thing left was for me to pray for healing for my hand. Isn't that amazing that sometimes you're in the position and the only thing left to do is call upon God? She writes, as I watched the infection spread over my hand began to throb. I knew I needed help. I asked God for healing over and over again. On Wednesday, it looked really bad, and I kept asking God for healing. Let me just commend Alice for pushing until something happens. About mid-morning on Wednesday, my hand quit throbbing. Then I noticed that the infection was no longer spreading. Later Wednesday, the infection seemed to be getting smaller. By Wednesday evening, it was definitely clearing up. By bedtime, the infection was gone away. Thursday morning, the infection was completely gone. I praise God for healing the infection. It was only by his intervention that my hand was healed. It's amazing that our great and holy Father can care so much that he is willing to heal a hand infection of one of his children. I think that's a fantastic testimony. So mega props. Mega props to Alice for doing that. Great job. And I hope that was okay that I shared it. And see, the point is, you can pray. You can approach the Lord. And the Lord, you know what? He might say no. I like what Troy said. Sometimes God will say no. It's like, that's the end of it. You're done. But sometimes he allows you to keep petitioning. And the reason he does is because the more you pursue him, the closer connected to him you become. And more of your genuine, real faith has to emerge. See, if you just asked and God did it every time you just asked one time, God would be like a genie. Well, God's not a genie. He's your heavenly Father. Needs to be pursued. Wants to have a wonderful relationship with you. And so the more you pursue, the more he gets to spend time with you, which is what he wants in the first place, what he wanted with Adam and Eve. He wanted to hang out with them. They're the ones that sinned and broke the relationship. And so sometimes you pursue and you pursue and you pursue. And I've prayed prayers. I'm just going to tell you. I've prayed to the Lord and said, I'm not going to stop praying this until you answer. I've said that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm trying to tell my Heavenly Father, I'm going to keep knocking. And I do it with thanksgiving and I trust, but I keep pushing. And the reason is that's exactly how Jesus taught us to pray, with that persistency. And so she prayed, she believed, it was in a situation, and what was left? Nothing was left. All she could do is turn to the Lord. And if you're trying to figure out why there's always these reports of more miraculous happenings in other countries where it's not so scientifically astute, you'll be amazed to know that's because they have nowhere else to turn but to the Lord, and it's at that moment that the Lord pours it upon them and blesses them. That's why the Bible says God has chosen the poor of this world rich in faith. It's like, whoa, exactly. And it's not to tell you that every time you pray or every time you ask for something, it's going to happen immediately. Or in her case, it was really fast, so I'm just really blessed by that. But there are times where you have to pursue. There's times where you have to ask. Some of us are not even asking. We're not even asking. It's like, well, you want God to do something, maybe you should talk to him about it. Remember Jesus and the whole Matthew 7 thing? Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened for you. For he that asketh receiveth. You think he was just making that up? That's his teaching. Matthew 7 and the Sermon on the Mount. Ask. Maybe the Lord says no. Okay. Maybe the Lord says yes. Okay. Whatever that petition is, you surrender it to the Lord. And if he gives you a specific no, that's one thing. But if he doesn't answer, keep asking, keep asking, keep asking, keep asking. Because eventually the knocked door gets opened. And what an inspiration. And so here's something that you just, I know you don't think of it in these terms, but here's this small thing. And we've had this happen probably, I don't know, about 15 to 20 times in this, I think within this framework of this last like 4 or 5 months. But Eric just shares a testimony. It's not, he wants to share it even better. It's like, just share the testimony. The Lord allowed that in. That sparked other people. That sparked other. It's the littlest things that we do that we don't realize that God uses to become a part of our Christian community. Isn't it? It's amazing. And what's cool about that is that, and you guys have that free opportunity to share here. And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to get people. I'm not trying to solicit people to do that. I'm telling you, if the Lord has done something in your life and you get have that impression the Lord wants you to share it, share it. We'll make the room for it because it's a blessing to other brothers and sisters. Nobody knows or cares what everybody's denominational background is on this show. We just care that we love Jesus and we're trying to get closer. Isn't that the best thing in the world? It's like, this is what a Christian community is supposed to be in its own way. That's not your church. It's a supplement to the church. It's an encouragement for you and your church. And we strongly encourage you to be a part of the church, but enjoy the fellowship with one another. You know, I completely missed my teaching for this opening segment, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do next. Yeah, I guess it's all up to the Lord, isn't it? Yeah, that's how these things go. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then, the show starts. And you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Bibles are very cool looking. You can have them electronically. You can have them in your phone. You have them in your computer. There's tons of apps. There's also cool looking book Bibles. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. It's great. Here's the bottom line. All that's fancy and fantastic and useless if you don't read it and believe it and process it. For those that are trying to figure out, first of all, well, why is it that the Bible is its own unique entity? I mean, what's the deal in that? Well, the same breath that went into creating Adam, which was creating creation of man, that same breath went into the Bible. And so 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is God-breathed. That's the breath of God. And the breath of God that went into Adam is the breath of God that goes into the book, which is why this is a unique book. And then people get really upset and they go, well, hold on now. Hold on now, Dave. The problem there is, you know, that there's just so many people that have been a part of writing the Bible. In fact, there's about 40 authors spanning about 3,000 years in all different types of positions in life. But here's the great thing about Christian faith. If you believe that God created the universe, you're going to step out on that big ledge and go, well, if he created the universe, he can probably write a book. Well, the amazing part about the book itself is not just the self-proclamations of the book, but you get into the prophecies, and it's an amazing, amazing element that every single prophecy has been fulfilled exactly, and yet there are some to come, and we will see those fulfilled. But while you're engaging in the Word of God, here's something you need to be aware of that Christians do not recognize, that word where it says, for the word of God is alive, is zone in the Greek. If we were doing a Greek word, that'd be zone. And that word means alive, to live. Jesus used that word in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, where he says, "Behold, I am alive, and I live forevermore." Same word. And the Word of God is alive. And you think, well, this is just a book. It is just a book, except for when you're reading the Word of God and the Holy Spirit connects you to the Word of God, it becomes something altogether different. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Getting ready to do our trivia question. I do want to let you guys know, keep Noelle in prayer. She's still going through that. I mean, she was tired this morning. And she's going to get one day off, and then she'll have to work like 11 straight days, and yikes. it's a good thing that I took care of the dogs. Let me just say. That's all I'm going to say from there. Also, I want to thank Joy and Cordy for doing a post in Facebook. They took some of the stuff we said, encouraged people. And I think that's fine. I want people to be aware. Anytime you are doing anything, I'm really, 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 really bad at social media. Let's just call it what it is. Dave equals social media equals oops. Okay, that's how that would come. So when we do posting on the website or whenever I do hardly anything, if you've looked at any of my social media, I have a thing on there where there's a paper towel that I had to attack. I mean, I just not very good at this. So anytime you want to take anything that we have anywhere, anytime, no matter what it is, and post it, repost it, set it, say something, I just thanks. Thank you. Okay? We don't have any money to do it, but I think it's great. So, I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm so bad at that stuff. It's not even – it's set. And what's amazing is that my son is like involved – I don't want to talk about it. All right, so let's get to the trivia question. According to Jesus, this person was not dead but only sleeping. Who? Who was that? This person's not dead but only sleeping. If you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That would be the number to call. Or you can text in 214-210-8483 on the text, or you can email david@hemustincrease.org. Let's go ahead and do DNA. You want to do DNA? Let's do that real fast. DNA, building blocks. And the reason that we bring this up is because it's just something you know. In the next 10 years, if the Lord tarries, all you're going to do is hear news, 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 news. All you're going to hear is, it's the most important election ever. It's the most important election ever. Can I just say, I'm just being honest and don't be mad at me for it. Since 1980, it's always been the most important election ever. Just saying, it's just, I know, but just remember, okay? Just remember. So bottom line to that whole process, right, is we want people to operate on a daily basis to function in a wildly important and connected basis to the Lord. So it's DNA, our building blocks for Christianity. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Because there's just nothing more important than you drawing closer to the Lord. Think of Moses, all that time he spent with God, and then you just go into Exodus 33, and he goes, you know, all this is great, but I want more. I mean, that's more. That's the D, draw closer to the Lord daily, especially on a regular basis. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. No matter what the world says, no matter how they twist the words of Jesus, it's the unstable and unlearned that twist his words, that twist the words of the Apostle Paul, that twist everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say or his words. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve so that you have the right heart, the Jesus heart that says, let's think of others even more often than we think of ourselves. That in and of itself is a miracle. People would operate in that. That's why to love others the way you love yourself, you have to love God first with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. I know that some certain pastors are out there going, well, you know, it's they're the same. No, first place is not the same as second place, no matter what elementary school you go to. Okay? Thank you. That's a dig on participation. Okay? I'm just saying that. All right. Somebody's calling in to give the answer. According to Jesus, this person was not dead, but only sleeping. okay? And we want to know who that is. Somebody's calling in. We'll give them the second, then we'll answer it, and then I'll get into the last teach. Don't forget, Monday in the second hour, we're going to be doing Ezra. I had this really fantastic read in Nehemiah today, which talks about all the different people working on the gate and the temple and the wall. It's really fascinating stuff, so I'm looking forward to it. Are we ready for this next person? Here we go. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Great to hear your voice. I hope you're planning on having a very nice and relaxing weekend.
Yes, sir. I hope you are, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I only have 4 or 5 pages left of this book I'm reading. I mentioned this the other day, which is the worst book I've ever read in my life. I'm so happy. I'm so close. It's terrible.
I know, that's right.
All right. So here we go. According to Jesus, this person was not dead, but only sleeping. Now, there could be 2 answers. So you have a kind of a choice to go from. What do you want to go with?
Well, see, I was thinking the same thing, and I wasn't sure if it was Lazarus or the young girl.
Wow, you hit them both! It's like a grand slam home run! Wow! That's it. It could have been Lazarus. It could have been the little girl, Jairus' daughter. And Jairus' daughter is probably the one you would have, you know, went with because that was more direct. She's not dead. She's only sleeping. But then Lazarus was also that. Excellent, excellent job. Way to catch both of those. Good job. Really good work.
Thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Wow, she hit them both. That's so good. It's like, that was a little, I'm not going to say it was sneaky, but that was a good one. I love it. All right, Psalm 46, verse 1 through 3. This was the first psalm that was read to me when I went to Bible college, the very first class I ever took in Bible college, a bazillion years ago. Let me just say that. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their suffering. Here is something to consider that will be just absolutely a mind blower. How should you and I respond if the earth falls out of its rotation? Okay, so my brother-in-law works for JPL and is actually one of the people that helped write the program that helped land the Mars rover on Mars. He helped write the computer programming, okay? He's much smarter than me in those realms, okay? About my age, a little younger, about my age. Very, very intelligent guy, right? And he's the one I always make a joke, you know, what keeps the Earth, you know, rotating. And so you'll hear me say that it's on a perfect 23.5 degree, a rotation from the moon and from the exact rotation from the sun, or it's 3 mice chasing a piece of cheese and a wheel, one of those two. So the idea behind that and that whole story is the Earth is in this absolutely perfect rotation with the moon and the sun, and without it, the Earth would go through a free fall. Just even a half a degree off, it's over. It's all over. I mean, there would be instant tidal waves. Everything would just be upside down. And if that ever happened, you know, you would know that's the end, although that's not how the end's going to happen. We already know from Scripture. But here's what the psalmist is saying. It doesn't matter how bad it gets. It doesn't matter if your world seems like it's upside down. It doesn't matter if it's out of rotation. It doesn't matter if the mountains fall into the sea. It doesn't matter if the waters roar. God is a refuge, and a refuge is a shelter in a storm. You would first think of a lean-to. That is what a shelter in a storm is. So when it's raining, you find a lean-to, you put something on a tree, you put it against something else, and you get under it so you're away from that. And it says that God is a refuge, a strength, an ever-present help, which means he's helpful today, not just when it's all settled in eternity. And there's that lies a problem for some Christians is they keep thinking, well, in the sweet by and by, everything will get worked out. Well, that is true, that everything will be completely worked out in the sweet by and by. But God is an ever-present help, which means for today and not just for tomorrow. And then the position of the psalmist is, therefore, therefore, in other words, it's a conclusion. So God is our refuge and strength, okay? So he's our lean-to in a storm. He's our ever-present help. Therefore, I don't have to be afraid. And what is fear but the dread of that which is coming? What is fear but an anticipation of something bad? Fear is not something that is present, it's future. Now think about that. If you, now I'll give you a good example, because I was a bad guy before I became a Christian, okay? I did illegal activity. I can't say it any different. I was a purveyor of recreational pharmaceuticals. If I were to get caught, I would be afraid for what? What was coming because of what I did. It would be something that would be heading my direction. I'd be afraid of what is yet to come. You're not afraid of what was in the past, even if something you did in the past has repercussions for the future. It's not the past part you're afraid of. It's what's coming from that that you're afraid of. And here the Lord says, hey, yeah, through the psalmist, even if the earth slides, even if there is global warming, which is a separate argument altogether, even if the tidal waves take over the earth, you don't have to be afraid. Because God is a refuge and a strength, ever-present help in trouble. Ever-present means today and tomorrow. And you don't have to be afraid. You may not understand it. You might not like it. You might not, you know, you might, you know, we all do the whiny thing. It's not fair. It's not fair. Okay, I get it. But God has never abandoned his kids. He's never forsaken us. He will be there in the midst of it and throughout the whole thing. And we can count on him to be our help. Yeah, that's just good. That's just good, good, good. Right? Right. All right. So we have the answer to the trivia. We got that done. Going. Here we go. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. From 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful. Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church,
You're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
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 Bazinga. I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote.